Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Got Nathan Fielder coming up later in the show, but let's go back to the phones. Phones are hot tonight. Topic is when I was a kid. That's the hashtag too. Let's go to the phones. Best Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to weigh in on your topic.
Oh, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, what do you got?
When I was a kid, I thought Van Morrison was Van Halen.
Really?
I did, yeah. I mean, I was just a dumb kid, and my older brother, and he was a few years older, and he wanted that first Van Halen album for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him this record called Veden Fleece, which is a Van Morrison album.
Sure.
Oh, man.
He did not like that.
I felt like a real dummy, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was really mad.
Well, and you learned.
I did learn. I learned the hard way.
Uh-huh. What was his reaction?
Well, he didn't really say anything until, you know, it was the day of our school pictures. You know, I was in elementary school at this point. He was, you know, already in, I think, in ninth grade by this point.
Okay.
So we're getting our school photos taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit down in the chair to have my photo taken. And my brother isn't even in my school anymore.
Okay.
And the guy's about to take the picture, and my brother just appears out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he throws a balloon full of Pepto-Bismol in my face.
As the picture is taken?
Yeah, and that was my picture.
Your class photo is you getting hit with a balloon filled with Pepto-Bismol.
Just exploding with pink liquid on my face, yes. And they wouldn't let me redo it.
Oh, that is incredible.
Terrible.
Well, I guess you'll never make that mistake again, will you?
I shan't, no.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, yeah. It's terrible because it's like, you know, you think someone's, you know, your brother's your friend, you know, but he turns out to be anything but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly know how that feels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know how it feels that someone's a friend, but then they turn out not to be a friend?
Yeah. You know, like, I don't know, like someone ends someone's physical suffering, you know, their pain, and they get paid back, you know, with just negativity.
Wait. I think I recognize your voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Is this Dr. Mannheim?
Yes, it is, Tom.
Okay. Well, I guess, well, welcome to the show, Dr. Manheim.
Thanks.
You know, you have been my my GP, my physician, for plenty of years at this point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
kind of surprising to hear you call, but
Well, you know, when you told the people who I was,
yeah,
you left out of something.
What's that?
Well, you left out the part where you came to my office last Wednesday with a very painful ear infection. And I gave you some drops for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we did speak the next day or so after the drops took effect. And I did tell you how much better I felt.
And that
I appreciated you kind of getting me in on such short notice.
That's kind of at odds with your questionnaire answers, to be quite frank.
I'm sorry? With my...
It's at odds with what you wrote on your questionnaire.
My questionnaire?
Yeah.
What questionnaire?
Oh, how soon they forget. Jesus. The exit questionnaire you filled out before you left the office.
Oh, yes. Well, no, there was a questionnaire that you asked people to fill out, and I filled it out, and I gave all fives for all the different questions.
Not all fives, Tom. You gave me a 3 for did provider see you in a timely manner? That makes me look really bad.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I was just filling the thing out. I didn't think it would, you know, come back to me. And I was just trying to, I thought that it would be constructive if you saw, if it's all fives, I guess then it's not as, you know, it would be like if somebody gave you all ones, you know, it just, and I mean, and also to be fair, I was sitting in the office for like 20, 25 minutes past the scheduled appointment time before you came in.
Oh no, you poor thing. You had to wait? Oh, I should have told Mrs. Higginbottom, that elderly woman I was caring for, to get out of my office so I could attend to your widow earwake.
Well, no, it's not like that, Dr. Manheim. It's I mean, I was in for a thing, and then everything else was great, and I said it was great on the questionnaire accordingly, and one thing wasn't perfect, so I didn't give it a perfect rating.
I'll tell you something, though, man.
What?
I have a patient who's way more of an FP than you.
FP, famous person.
Yeah, and he would never behave as, I'll say it, as douchily as you did.
Uh-huh. Well, Dr. Manheim, I just have to say,
and this guy is really famous. I mean, he's in one of the biggest rock bands of all time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, this is not the time or place to get into this.
Poor guy had super bad IBS.
Wait. IBS, that irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, yeah, it was heinous, yeah. It was the most flagrant case I've ever seen. But, you know, we got him past it.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad.
And look, I will not say who this cat is, okay? I mean, that would be a major violation of my Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, quite frankly, for you to ask me, it's very offensive to me.
Well, I'm not asking you to say who it is at all.
Good, because you'd be really impressed if you knew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure, he may not be the main guy in the band, but he's a super crucial part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The band is actually named after the singer.
Okay.
It's a shortened version of his very Italian-sounding last name.
Uh-huh. Okay, doctor. Please don't. Let's...
I'll tell you something, though. Hang
what?
On.
Wait, what are you? What is that?
What?
I heard the sound like a bottle there.
just having a cold bevy, man.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, man, it was really touch and go for a while with this patient. You know, he was living on a prayer before I cured him with something that was most definitely not bad medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. It's not too hard to figure out the band. I think we all know who you're talking about.
I tell you, man, he was worried that he was going to go out in the blaze of glory if I didn't cure him, Tom.
Uh-huh, blaze of glory.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a well, doctor. Look, I know I could probably get in trouble for this, but you could definitely get in trouble for this.
Well, but I'll tell you, before you knew it,
yeah.
My buddy was back beating those skins and rocking a million faces.
Okay, well, there you go. You've pretty much, you all but said that it was Tico Torres, the drummer from Bon Jovi's band.
Oh, aren't you the nosy Nancy?
Wait, I'm the
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You're trying to pry it out of me. Uh-huh, no dice, son.
No, you said everything was you saying stuff, not me. I didn't say that stuff.
Whatever you say, Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin.
Yeah.
From TMZ.
You know, you're not even close to having those porno arms that he has.
Porno arms?
Yeah, you know how those older guys in porno flicks have those weird, muscly arms?
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But, because he's super, his arms are super ripped, Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, Dr. Mannheim, this is very uncomfortable. Okay. Okay, all right. I'm a little uncomfortable asking this, but I think it... Oh, okay. Are you drunk?
Look, number one, you don't judge me. I judge you.
Uh-huh.
And B, I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation?
Yes.
Okay, you're on where are you on vacation?
I'm in Memphis, land of the blue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and you're drinking?
I've had a few.
Uh-huh.
Why, do you want to fight?
Do I want to fight? No,
yeah.
I don't want to fight. I'm not looking
for... You sure don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Dr. Mannheim, what brought you to Memphis?
Well, you know, there was a weekend physician symposium down here,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to stay for a couple of days to soak up some of that low-down, stanky Memphis soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, look, I've been to Memphis a bunch of times, and I really love it there.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, man, it's so much more than you know, Elvis and his peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, no, of course it is. That's not even up for discussion.
Well, that's what most people, that's all they know about it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, please don't do that.
Oh, I had a lot of that Memphis soul food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, speaking of?
Yeah?
I had the best soul food at this place called the TCB Cafe.
Okay.
It's right in the heart of Beale Street, you know, where all that deep, funky soul was birthed.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, it was great. They have this one dish. It's called the King's Rockin' Mac and Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. It's got a special ingredient in it.
What is the special ingredient in the King's Rockin' Mac and Cheese?
Whale meat. Why?
Whale meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's they prepare it in this great way. Like it's breaded.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Breaded whale meat.
Yeah, it's in these little nubs.
Uh-huh. What is it called on the menu?
Oh, well, it says the King's Rockin' Mac and Cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it says that the special ingredients is orca.
Well, it's okra, you idiot.
What?
It's not
spell
orca.
It. No, it's orca.
No. O-K-R-A.
Yeah, don't you remember in that movie Jaws?
Uh-huh.
Where, what's his name?
Orca.
Oh, what's the guy's name? He's always yelling.
Roy Scheider?
Yes, where Roy Scheider says to the other guy, "This boat's gotta be way bigger, my man."
Okay.
That... You see, yeah, he does that hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Sasses it.
Yeah. So you're eating some real down home food with at the TCB Cafe.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
And then I also ate at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
Oh man, they got the best barbecue sandwich there. It's called the Killer. You know who that's named after?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, the comedian.
It's
from
not,
Hardly Working.
No, it's not the comedian from Hardly. It's Jerry Lee Lewis. The rocker, the piano player.
Oh, that makes sense then, because when the lady, my waitress, brought me the sandwich,
yeah,
I ran my finger around the plate.
As if it was a donut?
A box of donuts.
A box of donuts. Like from the scene in the Jerry Lewis movie.
Yes, yes. And then she said, "Would you like the sandwich?" And I said, "Where is it?" Yeah. She didn't think it was funny at all.
Yeah, and you're about as old as Jerry Lewis was in that movie.
True.
Except
true.
He was, like, looking for his first job.
Yeah, my hair's not as black, though.
No.
No.
It's not as shiny.
Got a touch of gray in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's in reference to.
I can figure what that. Dr. Mannheim, I got to say, it really sounds like you're going and hitting some real deep Memphis out of the way locales on this vacation of yours.
Oh yeah, I'm going way deep, but I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
One place I went was awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Myrtle and Jack's.
Myrtle. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That place is like an institution down there. I ate there two times ago I was down there. It was really good.
Yeah, the food was pretty good, but the service was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It was awful. Yeah, you have to do everything yourself, practically. They only came around once to refill my water.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it's, that place is, like, always packed. And it's just Myrtle and Jack working there, and they must be at least in, they're in their 70s, right? So
yeah, you know, they're pretty old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that place. So they were probably getting slammed. What time were you there?
Oh, let me think. It was Sunday at like 1 p.m. Why?
Oh, okay. So like right after people get out of church, you went.
Well, they should hire more people. And I'll tell you something. Maybe my negative tip will point them in that direction.
Your what?
My negative tip.
Your negative tip. What is a negative tip?
You don't know about this?
No, no.
Oh, it's the most incredible loophole of all time. And only a few states have it, Tennessee being one.
Uh-huh. Well, what? How does a negative tip work?
Well, all you do is write the amount of your tip, you know, where it says gratuity, and then you put a negative sign in front of it. So, like, say your bill is, I don't know, $32.42. You can write something like, whatever, $55 on the tip, and then a negative sign in front of it, and the vendor has to honor that.
They have to honor a negative. But if you put, like, on a $32 thing, you put negative 55, that's like more than the bill. So,
yeah.
I mean, that can't mean that the place, the restaurant, owes you money, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Isn't it blessed, Tom? I actually make money when I go out to eat down here.
Oh, that's terrible. A negative tip.
No, that's how the world works. It's like, you know, like, if I'm on your guided tour, you better bring your A game or I'm going to take over, like today.
Uh-huh. Well, what does that even mean?
Oh, I did the Sun Records tour today.
Uh-huh.
And I thought the guy was doing a half-assed job.
Uh-huh.
So I did a citizen's tour intervention.
What? A citizen's tour intervention?
Yeah.
What is a citizen's tour intervention?
Well, it's just like a citizen's arrest. Only instead of arresting a baddie,
uh-huh,
you take over a tour group.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. The gal who was running this tour.
Oh, the gal. She, okay.
What?
Yeah, let's hear more about the gal who was running it.
Anyway, this gal, she was saying all this stuff about the old music that was done at Sun.
Uh-huh.
And I finally cut her off and I go, you know, honey, let's get real here. If it wasn't for Bono and the gang cutting Angel of Harlem up in this piece, nobody would give a rip about this dump.
Oh, my God. And how did she react to that?
Oh, man, she pretended not to hear me, right?
Uh-huh.
So she continued blathering on to these cubicle zeros for God knows how long about Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash and something called Charlie Rich.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, but then I stopped the tour cold, and I said, we're not going no further until we all heard all the dirty, low-down details of Def Leppard's Tonight.
Oh, wait, okay.
You know what that is, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. It's the song they recorded at Sun in 93.
Def Leppard recorded.
Yeah, you deaf dummy.
Okay.
You leopard dip.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, a leopard. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And you'll never believe this.
What?
She had no idea about it.
She had
none whatsoever.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, it's pretty obscure, the idea that Def Leppard came in to record one song at Sun Studios in 90... What did you say?
93.
93. Okay. When she's focusing more on the legends who went through there and recorded stuff.
Ugh.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, that's a pretty obscure song.
Well, maybe, but check this out. She didn't know any of the lyrics to Easter Eve either.
What is Easter Eve?
Oh, my God. You have a CB radio show for dogs and you don't know Easter Eve is the song that John Mellencamp cut at Sun for his 2010 LP No Better Than This?
Okay.
I might drop you as a patient. Grab one more beer.
What's that? One more beer.
After I have one more beer.
Okay. Oh, you'll drop me as a patient.
That's right. Oh. I was so mad, though, you know? I mean, it's like, it was enough to make me madder than an aardvark at a Nepalese tea ceremony, son.
Okay, well, Dr. Mannheim, can I just ask, did you just actually slip into a southern accent?
I don't think so, son. I mean, oh, perhaps I may be soaking up more of that southern stank than I realized.
Ugh.
Yeah, the staff here at the W must be influencing me something terrible.
The W. So you're staying at a W hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
They got a great blues band in the bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're called the Mojo Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
So real heavy-duty stuff.
Real great blues. And I'll tell you one thing.
What?
I'm going to sit in with them in a few minutes.
You are?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what on earth would you do with them?
I play the guitar. I never told you I play the guitar.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm actually practicing right now. I was listening to your show, and I was doing some riffs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, check me out. Check out this jam I'm going to do.
Okay. Oh, all right, I'll check out the jam you're going to do.
Let me put the phone down. I think you can hear it all. Cocaine blues.
What?
I say I'm way down here in Memphis. I got those can't find no cocaine blues. If I don't find some rails soon, I'm gonna write me a prescription for some diazepam.
Diazepam, okay.
Pretty stanky, right?
Yeah, pretty stanky. Yeah, I gotta say, it's troubling to hear you sing a song about how you can't find coke down there, so you're gonna write yourself a prescription for diazepam.
Oh, that's not about me, Tom.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't write that.
Oh, okay.
That's an Eric Clapton song.
That was an Eric Clapton song.
Yeah, I think it was the B-side of Lay Down South.
Yeah. Lay Down Sally?
No, it's Way Down South.
Way Down South. No, that's Lay Down Sally.
Who?
Yeah, okay. Oh. You are truly, I can't believe this is my doctor talking like this.
Hey, honey, would you get me another scotch and soda? That's a good girl. Thanks, baby.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are you talking to now?
Oh, let's just say I found a little teddy bear to bite off a hunk of burning love with while I'm down here doing the demo business.
Okay, yeah, and let me go out on a limb and say that it's probably not your wife.
Listen, you pathetic little half-ape, half-doodle-boop, one-third part party machine. When I do it on my own personal time is none of your GD business, piece of grunt.
Okay, well, look, but you're down there and you're openly cheating on your wife. Yeah, I mean...
Wait, oh, are you going to tell her? Because I'll tell you, man, I'd really hate for you to come into the office sometime for some acid reflux. And then end up 6 feet under because you were accidentally prescribed some flagrant rat poison. That'd be a real shame, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, real shame. Yeah, that would be a real shame if my doctor actually prescribed me rat poison.
It's happened.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of it. I think it happens every couple days.
Well,
out there.
Then something very criminal is happening every couple days there, someone should be definitely not practicing medicine. That's just for starters.
Well, someone should keep their mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sew it shut.
Oh, you're gonna sew
it. I do dental work too.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll extract all your teeth.
Oh, great! You're gonna take my teeth out and zip my lips shut?
I will. Yeah. Just like in that movie, The Marathon Bar.
Yeah, well, you're going to end up in jail with this.
I'm not going to end up in the hut. You're going to end up in the hut.
Yeah. Well, you know, look. All right. Let me try to just make this a little civil here, Dr. Mannheim. You're in Memphis.
Who puts a lime in a scotch and soda? You get back in there. You get those buns back in there and make me another drink.
Oh.
What?
Okay. You said you went to Sun Records?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you check out Stax Records, which is a pretty cool place also in town?
Oh, no, man. I don't need to hear about no disco music. I'm a blues man.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Stax is not a disco thing at all. It's a label that is known for a lot of different things. Disco is not what Stax is known
for.
Look,
I know a ton of stuff, man. I'm more of a bluesman than you'll ever be.
Okay, well, that's...
Check out that stank! Oh, I dropped my pick. Hang on. Oh, no.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, no.
I'm hearing a siren.
Oh, jeez.
What's going on?
Oh, no.
Doctor?
Oh, no. I just looked out the peephole of my room.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's the Memphis branch of the Doctor Police. They must have been listening to your show.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I mean, I got to say, the siren seemed extremely close to you.
Right.
You said you were in your room?
What was that?
You said you were in your room?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. It just sounded differently than I thought it would for you.
Oh, it sounded real close?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Doctor Police, they have these little indoor cars that they can drive inside to better apprehend medical baddies.
Into a building.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, they're kind of cute little cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to open the door right now, and I'm gonna set them straight. I'm gonna explain myself, okay?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sure you know how to handle yourself with this.
I do, okay.
I mean...
Here we go.
If you...
Hey, gentlemen, listen, I can explain here. You see, Tico Torres, what are you doing here? Hey, man, well, I mean, we're just like,
Oh, my God.
Dr. Mannheim?
I'm leaving, Tom. I'm fading fast.
You're fading? Okay.
Oh.
You just got... Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dr. Mannheim? Hello?
Those little indoor doctor cars?
Yeah.
They have two horns.
Okay. Are you... God, my doctor, Dr. Mannheim. Oh no. Sounds like he definitely ate some lead in there, right? Yeah, that did not sound like that went well. That could not have gone well for Dr. Mannheim. Oh my goodness. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.